Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for president.
Well, I'm very, very positive about rural Ireland. I think there's so much hope, there's so much enthusiasm. There's been unprecedented investment in rural Ireland over the past number of years, and it is making a huge difference. And we can see that our towns and our villages are revitalized, and there's life, there's new life being breathed into all aspects of it. But today is specifically about outdoor recreation, and it's about launching the National Outdoor Recreation Conference here today. So what's happening is all the stakeholders from all the various different organisations that are involved, with young people, with older people who want to get out and enjoy our great outdoors, they're all meeting here today, and we're going to discuss a number of different topics, and it's how we can use it more. We know that getting out and about is so good for our mental health, a bit of fresh air, and just enjoy the natural beauty. And there's so much natural beauty here in Sligo alone. I've been to many different places here. We have recently launched the Yates Trail, and that's an absolutely fabulous trail, and it stretches over so many areas in Sligo. And of course you have the beautiful Errigal Mountain, and you have many other fantastic amenities such as Strand Hill, and the beautiful surfing centre that you have there that I only recently opened as well. So there's a lot to celebrate in Sligo. Delighted to be here, and the conference is about bringing the key players together. It's to discuss how we build on the work. And that's underpinned by Our Rural Future, which is our five-year strategy for rural Ireland. And as part of that, you have Embracing Ireland's Outdoors. So we want to encourage more people to get out there and enjoy the wonderful amenities that we have. And we want to enhance them and make them better. And that's why I've invested a lot through the Outdoor Recreation Scheme, making them more accessible. So it's a great excitement here. There's a great buzz in the room, and there's so many committed people, and so enthusiastic about getting out and enjoying, as I said, the great outdoors.
And Minister, you just spoke very quickly there about your own department. And I think the thing about the funding, it's just about creating opportunities, isn't it, for people to come and use?
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's about making access easier. And if you later on this morning, I'm heading out to the wonderful village of Tullahan. And that's Leitrim's one piece of the county that is the gateway to the Atlantic Ocean. It's right along the Wild Atlantic Way, and we've invested about 200,000 under my department's outdoor recreation scheme to give the public access to that stretch of the beach. So that's exciting for them, and I know they're really pleased with that access. But there's loads of other investment. Recently, I was in Crow Park, and we had assisted them as a big scheme there to make access to the mountain easier. There's a lot of other investments right across the country. But it's all about encouraging people to get out and enjoy it. And indeed, there's a lot of parks, and Kilche have been extremely helpful in terms of developing the national parks that we have, and their forests have been developed hugely so that people can have access to them and go out and enjoy them. So there's a lot of work, but we can't do it out by ourselves, and that's why days like today are so important, because all the stakeholders, they're having that conversation, they're getting together, and they're learning from each other, and they're saying, well, if we linked up with maybe this organisation, we can do more. And I just want to pay a tribute to Liam Toomey. He's the chairman of the stakeholders group, and I have to say he's doing a great job. And he said to me earlier, you know, when we all meet together as a group and the recreational group, that there's great energy in the room and everybody wants to do more. And that's what I love to hear.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.